fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 10th day of March. The proper tip of the day is to stock up on feminine hygiene products and toilet paper. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of this, you don't have a clue what to get, ask the ladies. They'll be glad to share that with you. Buy these items by case lots and buy extra case lots because they'd be great barter items. When it comes to toilet paper, get the commercial rolls like you've seen in public restrooms. It's the most efficient, cost-effective way to get your toilet paper. I've got 19, 20 miles of toilet paper myself. All right, moving on from there, we have patient Lorena Green and my friend Ruthie Andrews. Ruthie is a psychological professional and engaging in professional psychological counseling. We'll be talking about the events today and things that weigh heavy on her mind in her particular career and area of expertise. Good morning, Ruthie. Ruthie, you're still on mute. Ruthie, you're still on mute.
Here we are.
There we go.
Good morning, John, and happy Friday to all of you beautiful listeners and a wonderful weekend upcoming for you all. John, it's good to be here with you.
Good to have you as always, my dear. I'm looking out my window and I see the flowers are blooming and in full force. Bugs are out. Tree frogs are doing their nightly songs. It looks like spring's here, isn't it?
It looks like spring is here, and literally just a day or two ago, as I was out and about, I saw that the daffodils, there was a beautiful little patch of daffodils that had popped, so cheery, beautiful yellow. And don't we need some cheery, beautiful yellow in our days?
Absolutely.
To have those sun rays shining on our persons and in our hearts, just a beautiful thing for everybody.
I love it. Absolutely. Well, before we get much farther, what's your office telephone number and your website, my dear?
My office phone is 417-531-5249. That's 417-531-5249. And my website is RuthieAndrews.com. That's RuthieAndrews.com. And you can find all that you need there, including ability to schedule an individual coaching session with me.
All right. Well, sometimes the people in charge of our country make themselves such easy and tempting targets. I can't help but be tempted. A few days ago, we had the First Lady Jill Biden and the Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. That was 2 days ago on Wednesday. hosting the 17th Annual International Women of Courage Awards. You know, there's only so many awards to go around. There's not an infinite number of these awards. It's a finite number, maybe 10 or so. There are 11, 11 global world women leaders, 11. And one of these 11, instead of picking a woman, they picked a man to take one of the only 11 awards for the entire world. And this obese, mentally ill man, dressed in a dress, wearing a shoulder-length blonde hair, received an award for being a woman of courage, taking away the opportunity for a real woman to get an award for being a real woman of courage. I find that rather disappointing, don't you, my dear?
It is crazily disappointing, and I'll tell you that we often look at that person and point and say, they shouldn't be there, they don't belong in that group of 11, and my goodness, isn't that all true? However, though, there's also layers of truth, because we're looking at it from the outside looking in, looking at that person saying they shouldn't be there. But what you don't understand is that there's also there's also an internal reality for that person from the inside out. And what oftentimes happens is that they're so confused and they've been put into a position to be there. They've been forced into that role through all kinds of crazy ritual abuse. And I'm telling you, this is truly what I deal with daily in my private practice. They're so confused. They're so discombobulated on the inside. They honestly don't know who they are. And they think that they are to be transacting in that role, and that, but that in fact, they were staged and set up to be there. And honestly, I have seen some of these people come out of processes and layers of understanding where they thought that they should be on that stage, transacting as truly the opposite sex. But when they wake up and the lights turn on, just like those sun rays that I was talking about a moment ago, oh my goodness, they look back on that and think, who was I? What happened to me? And they're, let me tell you, the shame and the embarrassment and the humiliation and the personal browbeating that goes on. Oh my goodness. When somebody wakes up and they find out who they are and they start to transact in their role, but then they compare and contrast that to who they were before, it is night and day. And there's truly a healing process that takes place in a restoration process when they find out who they are. And they really do. Oftentimes I'll hear them apologize because they realize they shouldn't have been there.
Well, Ruthie, in my career as a criminal defense investigator, I've dealt with hundreds of men and women who have various mental issues. And no doubt what you're saying is true. Every mentally ill person has an internal dialogue that for them makes sense. Agreed. On one hand. On the other, those of us who are not mentally ill, we have no responsibility to cooperate with it and act as if it's something real. And of course, when we do cooperate and act as if it's real, that would continue to reinforce the mentally ill person defective dialogue internally, wouldn't it?
Yeah, John, you're saying some amazingly beautiful things, because this is the other layer and piece. When we on the outside looking in, look at that person and we say, oh, they shouldn't be on that stage. They're not actually one of the 11. It's a false front, right? We'll bombard them internally with phrases and terminology and verbiage about the lie, that they shouldn't be there. Oh, and we're finger pointing and blaming. And there's often shame that it literally transacts out of our eyes and from our fingertips. And it lands energetically on the person, and it will reinforce that internal programming structure. And if we on the outside looking in can change and move into a heart of compassion and in a state and place when we're doing what we call extolation, and I wish people taught this in churches. And extolation, by the way, there's verses, and we can go into that later. But what we're doing is extolling that hardship and the abuse of that person. What we're doing, and extolation means to exit the toll. A toll is a weight and a heaviness and a bearance and a burden. And what you don't realize is that when somebody is operating in a false role and in a false front and in a position that they shouldn't be in, they are under a heavy burden. And you do not realize this, but you are transacting from a place in your heart where you are literally speaking out to them love and peace and joy. And that's what an extolation is. We exit the toll and the burden, and we speak, I seed truth in you, in love and peace and joy, that you know who you are in your Father. And that, in fact, I'm going to go a little bit further. The seeds of truth have been planted in you from before the foundations of time, because you were in him and with him before you ever knew who you were here. And the truth of who you are is up on the inside. Now, I went pretty far and pretty fast there, so we're going to slow it down. An extolation is to exit the toll. And all we're going to do is to speak. I seed truth in you in love and peace and joy from my heart to your heart. And that's as short as it can be. You can go longer if you want. I see truth in you that you come to know who you are in love and peace and joy. But the three words, that here's the thing for all of you out there in radio land. The three key words that you need are love and peace and joy. That's what transacts and brings somebody out of a state of a lie and into a state of a truth in their heart. We come out of the lie into the truth. Out of the shadows into the light, out of the shadows into the light. Programming is shadows and truth is light. And so when we speak love and peace and joy from their heart into your heart, excuse me, from your heart into their heart, you are transacting truth. And I'm telling you, I have seen radically in front of me when I've done this in just short little blurps with people in front of me, I've watched them wake up without me having to say a word to the person verbally. I have watched them transact because all of a sudden their heart wakes up into a truth and they'll start to operate in and with the Father. It's crazy what happens. And we have missed this whole thing in church world. And this is one of the things that I teach in my private practice and that we work on in group settings, is to extol people so that they wake up into the truth, so that they know who they are. And then, John, if we can get this as a culture in the patriot world, in the Christian communities and right wing, whatever we are, right? Because we're a bunch of different stuff. If we can start to extol those people, you will see our side start to win. And we win in love, right? Because what happens is we'll start to wake those programmed people up, and there's a bunch of them. We're going to wake them up. Then there's tons of them. I'm telling you, there's scads. The government has these programmed, mind-controlled operators. They are everywhere. We are going to wake them up by extolling them. And it's a simple one-line thing. I speak truth in you from my heart to your heart in love and peace and joy. That's all you've got to do. Watch them wake up and watch us start to win. It breaks the programming structures. What you guys don't realize is that mind control programming is coded into computer systems. It's literally algorithms. What it is frequencies. They program people in frequencies, and they hit and pummel people with frequencies, and they shut people down and wake people up in frequencies. So here's what we do. And they pummel those frequencies into the brain. That is the heart of mind control programming. But what we're going to do is operate in our hearts, in the Father, and in our King Jesus or Yeshua, whatever you want to call him. It doesn't matter. But what we're going to do is operate in our hearts and speak the truth in love and peace and joy from our hearts to their hearts. I'm telling you, here's the key, John. It breaks the mind control programming operational structures, and it breaks through those algorithms and those computer programming structures. It shuts it down because you're transacting in the heart and they can't get into the heart. They, in all of their crazy programming and all of the stuff that they have done in the CIA and all the things in the governmental agencies, they've not figured out how to break the code into the heart. And so all they can do is program the brain. And they do all kinds of crazy stuff and break the corpus callosum and create parallel selves. And you would not believe what they do to that human brain. And let me tell you, they do all kinds of things on the left or right hemisphere. And we're going to start to break that down, because I'm telling you, we do not transact in healing and restoration in the brain. We transact in healing and restoration into the heart. That's the heart of being able to break somebody into healing and restoration. And I'm speaking some things into you all right now as John's listening audience, so that you understand that we are not at their behest. We are not at their behest. We do not operate as victims in their system. You need to know that we trump them by going into the heart. We trump them and we trump them and we trump them by going into the heart. And we speak love and peace and joy from our hearts into their hearts. And that's how we break mind control program. We don't, here's the thing. In my line of work, in what we do, a lot of the people and a lot of these beautiful therapists and counselors that I work with will, and I did this for a long, I made this mistake myself. We try to work on healing and restoration by going into the brain and trying to override their programming structures. And I'm pretty good. I'm a freaking great therapist, Sean. I'm really good at what I do. But let me tell you something. I would get so far in a hour counseling session and break through some programming structures and rewrite some things for my clients. And I would break through some coding because I'm that good at what I do. But they would walk out of my office and be reprogrammed 5 minutes later because they get hit with frequencies and coding and algorithms. And you think I'm talking crazy right now, but that's exactly what happens. And the only way to override this is by transacting from our hearts to their hearts. That's what overrides the brain. We go from the brain to the heart because what you don't realize, I'm going to say something crazy right now, and I'm going to give you a Bible verse to back this up.
Okay.
The brain is in the heart. And I can break this down further for you, but I'm telling you, it's in Scripture, you guys. We are in the Father, and the Father is in us. And the brain, the heart and brain of the Father is in our heart. So we're transacting on that. And Proverbs 14:33 says, listen to this, everybody. Wisdom rests in the heart. The truth of what I'm speaking about to you all is in Scripture. Proverbs 14:33, wisdom rests or lies in the heart. And we think that wisdom is a brain operation. Oh, look how wise they are. Look how smart. Look at all their thoughts. Ooh, woo. Right? But here's the heart, here's the core of the matter. Because the heart and the brain of the Father are in our hearts, the wisdom of his brain lies in our hearts. So our wisdom lies in the heart. And if we're transacting on the Father's wisdom, speaking from our hearts to their hearts, it overrides their brain programming structures and their coding and algorithms. And let me tell you something, there's nothing they can do because they can't crack the Father's code on the heart. There's stuff that he wired into those four chambers in the heart that's crazy, amazing, good, and he won't let them in there. And so if you can go into the heart and transact from your heart to their heart and speak to these mind control programming operators, you will open them up, they'll wake up and they'll walk out of their programming and they'll be like, what happened to me? And you'll see the government's programming break down. That is how you override their system. And I've been transacting on this in session with my clients. You would not believe the people that I'm waking up out of their three-letter agency mind control programming systems. They're coming alive and awake, and they're transacting and working, and they're coming into themselves. And guess what? They walk out of their programming. That's what I'm teaching, and that's what I'm starting to teach other counselors and therapists to do. That's just what we're doing, because that's what works. Coming at deprogramming people from the brain will not work because their coding and algorithms are just too far advanced, and you don't know enough about science and math as a therapist to override it. And I always told myself, well, that's my problem. I just don't, if I had taken a physics class, I could figure this out. Oh, no, you can't, because they're just that good and they're just that fast at coding. You can't keep up with it. But if you go down into the heart, everybody, and if you extol, and I don't care if you are sitting in front of your TV watching Fox News and you see them transacting in front of you, just say a quick extolation. I extol you in love and peace and joy from my heart to your heart. And you can do that fast. You would not believe what's going to start to happen in this country. It will break down John. It will break down John. I just decoded this for you, for all of you today. This is the heart of the matter, John. This is the heart of the matter. And I'm sitting at my desk. I'm beating on my desk right now because you guys don't know how important this is. John, this whole thing with black operators and all of the operational systems and those that the sleeper cells that they wake up to come in to go jackknife and go hunt assassins and all kinds of, we all know that happens. And how many other of my cohort therapists and counselors have been taken out? Because if you start to get close to the truth, they will come and hunt you down. And I have literally seen my other psychologists, therapists, counselors who get close to this, that they will take out. Guess what? I am leading a new charge. We are not doing this anymore. We are going to trump them and stop this and get it shut down. And this is how we do it, everybody.
All right. I like your attitude. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. At my website, you can get the exact same equipment that I use, which the Department of Defense uses to protect their buildings, their vehicles, their generators. That would be EMP shield devices with a $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews, her office telephone number is 417-531-5249. I say again, 417-531-5249. Her website is RuthieAndrews.com. Ruthie, I was thinking about your dialogue, this first segment, and I think that one of the best things that you could be doing, my dear, considering the enormity of this task, would be to be training people to do what you do to get to people's hearts and get them away from this program. What do you think?
Absolutely, John, and truly, I am working on transacting on that. You have no idea. There are some folks, some other counselors and other that we're work. Trust me, I am working on getting this out and really operating in this on a deeper level, because truly, I'm going to tell you something else. This is going to be hard, and we're going to all take a deep breath, and we're going to all swallow kind of a hard truth, a pill truth right now. Here's the thing. Listen, Yale, Stanford, Harvard, all of those, what you think is, oh, I want to get into those big graduate psychological schools and go get a doctorate there in psychology. Okay.
Right.
Those are all Tavistock schools. And I have talked about the Tavistock system on your, and you can go do your own research, but those come out of mind control programming, a Tavistock system. And I will tell you that counselors, and I'm going to warn you all, maybe you need to be looking at the resume of the people that you are seeing for therapy, and especially for people who struggle with SRA, satanic ritual abuse associated identity disorder, or any level of mind control programming. Because here's the deal. When you go to see those persons for counseling and therapy and ask for help, they are operating out of a Tavistock system. They're simply reprogramming. They're using, and even if the therapist isn't actively operating in it, because there's some beautiful counselors and therapists who honestly think that they can help SRA DID survivors and those who have been through severe ritual abuse and mind control programming, and they do some great work. But here's the problem. If you're sitting in office with a computer, if you have Wi-Fi or a TV, and our offices, our lives and worlds are wired, our phones, blah, blah, that it's all of that, those frequencies, the coding, the stuff, the algorithms, it's sent in through all of those stuff. And here's the thing, you can operate in prayer work and operate in faith in the Father to get that stuff shut down. A lot of people don't realize that. So here's what I'm going to teach you to do. It's another simple sentence prayer, and you're operating in faith in the Father that you can just get it shut down. I speak that I shut down the fear and frequencies in faith in the Father in the name of Jesus. I'm going to slow this down. We're going to slow down. It's a one sentence simple prayer, and you're transacting in faith that you just get it shut down. Even in your own homes, the Wi-Fi, the frequencies, the cell phone stuff, it's just everywhere. And so here's again the simple sentence prayer. I speak in faith that I'm shutting down the fear and the frequencies in the name of Yeshua. I'm telling you that the Father loves you, and He's going to transact on that, and He's going to operate. It will shut the stuff down. But if you don't know walking into the counselor's or therapist's office as a survivor or the client that you should pray that, they'll help you in the therapy session. They want to help you. They love you. They're trying to help. But first of all, number one, they're coming at trying to deprogram you from dealing with the brain. It won't work. And number two, they are freaking good. They've got people's offices wired. They follow you. They're on your phone, and they will just, anything that the therapist figures out what to do, and there's some crazy great therapists who figure out some really good magic tricks in therapy sessions to get this stuff fixed. But as soon as you walk out of the office, even sitting in the office, they'll just reset you. And so then you're in a system of you know you got a little bit of relief with sitting with that therapist. So you'll pay for more and more and more and more counseling sessions, because that's your one lifeline. And then I literally see people in therapy for years and thinking that that's the only thing that's ever going to help them. And they can't figure out why they can't break across that finish line to move and break into their full healing and restoration. But if you can't get to understanding that really to get to safety, we've got to go into the heart. Safety and wellness and health and operating in a beautiful flow and go system with the Father and operating in true truth and love that's harnessed in through the heart. If we can't get there, and you're staying up in the brain, my goodness, we're just not going to get there from here. So getting that, the frequencies and the fear, number one, shut down. Understanding that Tavistock system, and understanding if you're going to somebody from one of those graduate schools, you may have a problem. Maybe not, but maybe so. And that's a big issue. We could talk about that further as well, John.
We'll be back after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 10th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. You'll find exclusive content at my website found nowhere else on the internet, such as the latest intelligence briefing put together pretty much 5 days a week by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent. And, of course, products that you'll find nowhere else either. The energy cleaner is found nowhere else on the internet that I'm aware of. If you're tired of being tired, you need an energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain slowing you down, you also need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Building with Ruthie Andrews, Her office telephone is 417-531-5249. Website, RuthieAndrews.com. Ruthie, what would a person find when I went to your website, please?
You are going to find a number of different educational programs available to you. For example, I have what's called a nuts and bolts series, just a basic introduction to what it would be like to go through, for example, 7 coaching sessions with me, some good basic information so you don't have to actually do 7 coaching sessions. You can just do the training series. It's going to be a cost savings to you. That's a lovely thing. There's a group session that I do twice a month on Saturday, and as well, that's called a hot seat group, and as well, you can also schedule, Shirley, an individual coaching session also with me there. So there's a number of pieces available to you all at that website.
Outstanding. You ready for our first caller?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning. While you're on a roll today, Ruthie. Every once in a while, out of Hollywood, there's a notable quote, this one from Steve Martin: before you criticize someone, walk a mile in their shoes. That way you'll be a mile away, plus have their shoes.
Oh, my goodness, Sherman. And how true is that, Sherman? How true is that? And it's true that I love all of it. What you just said is so true. That when you're transacting in criticism towards somebody else, we don't realize that will transact in the heart. And guess what? That then becomes a belief system that becomes operational in the brain. Guess what gets hardwired into the brain then? It's all the coding and the programming and the frequencies. And the person will further believe, and it will be further indwelt into the being of the person that they really are something that they're not. We don't realize that criticism just will co-sign on their programming. And we don't want to do that. We've got to transact in love and peace and joy so that we can start to bounce people out of these awful programming structures. I'm telling you, extolling the heart works. Everybody, I extol you that in fact, extolling the heart works. Just speak a beautiful extolation from your heart to their heart that I extol you in love and peace and truth, or love and peace and joy, and watch what the Father does. Love, peace, joy, love, peace, joy, love, peace, joy. Watch what the Father does. Love, peace, joy. Just watch it. Extol, love, peace, joy. And you've got it. If you can remember the 4 words, extol and love and peace and joy, you've got it. Extol and love and peace and joy. That's the whole thing. It's 4 words, guys. Extol. We're going to make it easy. Easy and light, easy and light, easy and light. The 4 words, extol and love and peace and joy. And we're going to break some programming, everybody. And you all get to be crazy good therapists and counselors, because now guess what? You're deprogramming. You're the deprogrammers. You're the healers. I extol all of you that you're deprogramming. When you see these crazy mind control operators and these people that are trained, and they're not supposed to be where they are, and they're everywhere. They're all through the media. They're all through entertainment. They are everywhere. But as soon as we start extolling, you're going to see some stuff break down, and you're going to see some people come into the truth and the reality of who they are. We extol the heart in love and peace and joy. It's 4 words: extol, love, peace, joy. And we've got this, you guys. We've got this. They can't transact in the heart. They've only got the brain, and the Father's got the heart. You guys, we've got this. This breaks their system. It will break their system. We've got this, everybody. I extol you that we've got this. This
All right.
breaks it.
And to confirm what you said. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Yes.
And the anointing breaks the yoke, Isaiah 10:27.
Oh, Sherman,
especially
so
when the
good.
Power of the Lord is present to heal. And then Jesus says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
My yoke is easy, my burden. And I just said easy, light. You guys, this is not hard. And by the way, light is not just like something that doesn't weigh a lot. I want you to think about light as being light, like photon light. It's easy and light. And what you're doing is when you speak love and peace and joy into somebody's heart, it will light up the bio photons on the inside of the heart. Their heart literally lights up. In order for you to have light, in order for there to be light, there has to be a frickin' photon. And there are photons in the human body, in the heart. There are biophotons in the heart. When you speak love and peace and joy into somebody's hearts, it will light it. The heart, I promise you guys, the heart is an electrical system. It will light up. It just will light up. And what happens is when the heart lights up, it does crazy, amazing things. And that heart lighting up will also break through the coding and the algorithms and the frequencies and the structures in the brain. Light breaks through their coding structures. The heart, the brain is in the heart. That's how we get, that's how we break their system, everybody. Easy and light, easy and light. And the four words that we need are extol and love and peace and joy. And you guys, we've got this. We've got this. We've got this. We're transacting in this, everybody. We're transacting in it.
Outstanding. Anything else, Sherman?
No, thank you very much.
Okay, appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Ruthie, you're definitely all fired up this morning, my dear.
You know, let me tell you, I have been working on this for months and months and months, and I've had some beautiful people helping me with this. And I just extol them, that I just thank them in love and peace and joy, because they've got my back. But let me tell you something. I have been working on this and have really just spent a lot of time crying over this. It's really taken me a long time to come into these deeper truths, because I have spent and tarried for years in my private practice, and I'm a freaking great therapist. I'm really good at what I do. I'm a good counselor, and I've worked hard at doing that. But I have been frustrated in my own office working with these clients, having all these crazy, amazing things happen in counseling sessions, and then watching them walk out of my office and seeing it all fall apart, and they're back in my office next week. And I have beat my head against a wall. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And crying out to the Father for help. And guess what? He has been transacting in me and with me. And I've had some crazy, amazing, wonderful help in people assisting me and coming into understanding what is actually going on here. What do we need to do to break through? And I'm telling you, transacting in the heart is what breaks their coding system. It's just the heart of the matter. And by the way, I just said something, the heart of the matter, 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 matter. You think that that means, oh, the heart of the concern. No, 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 no. I literally mean that matter, like actual physical matter. You matter to the Father, but you are of his matter. You are made of him. You are made of quite literally cosmic stardust. Everything on this earthly plane, everything on this planet, everything on the earth, everything on the earthly plane is made of cosmic stardust. It just is. And the Father blows, and by the way, these verses are in scripture, the Father blows dust out of his nostrils. That's not that's earthly dust, but it's cosmic stardust, everybody. You're quite simply made of, you're all star beings. You're all stardust. You just simply are. And so crazily, there's some amazing things that will light up in that dust and that terra firma, in that soil that is the Father, that is in the human body, in the flesh, in the heart. He'll take out that heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. There's a lot of layered meanings there. We're not going to get into the whole thing today, but guess what? When you extol the heart, that matter of the Father, the actual terra firma, ground soil, body matter will light up with those biophotons. And you guys, we've got this. The heart truly is the heart of the matter in multiple layered, different meanings and ways. We've got this. It's the heart is the heart of the matter to break through programming. So in my own situation and circumstances, tearing and toiling week after week. And I'm telling you, I can pull down some therapy sessions. If you ask me to do freaking 10 or 12 therapy sessions, I will work that long. I love therapy. I just love counseling. I just do. I could counsel all. It's my favorite thing to do. It's literally my favorite thing to do. However, I have had to work on transacting differently and learning how to trend. And it's been a hard shift, because I had my own programming. I had my own programming structures, because I came out of a system of working in community mental health and working in, you know, how we counseled in the past and all the things, right? I had to break through my own programming in order to come into the truth. And how often do we have to do that? That we have to admit to ourselves, I was a part of a system that wasn't working. And I had to work on owning that and operating differently for myself. And it was a hard turn. I had to really learn some hard lessons in my counseling sessions in order to come into the place that I was transacting in the wrong place in the human body. It's not about the brain. It's about the heart. It's not about the brain. It's about the heart. But guess what? Once you understand that the brain of the Father is in our hearts, guess what? Now we've got a whole different operational system and we can come at this radically differently. You guys, we've got this. We extol love, peace, joy. It lights up the biophotons and it lights up the matter in the heart. Ooh, we've got it. You guys, we've got it. We've got it. And I will tell you something. I've been doing this, and let me tell you, with my clients doing this in session, it transacts far more quickly. I've watched people in front of me immediately change and not go back to what they were doing before by a simple one sentence extolation to them. And all of a sudden, my whole counseling, okay, my 55-minute counseling session just got shortened down to a sentence to break down some programming, and you're good to go. You watch them walk away into their wholeness and healing and freedom. That just is what it is. It just Fantastic. Is what it is.
Fantastic. We have another call here, my dear. We've got, looks like, Tony in Florida. Good morning, Tony.
What an amazing show. God bless you, because what you're doing is speaking the truth. And if I just could add Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Matthew, Lord Jesus says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. That's Matthew 12. And then my favorite verse is Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, that's the door of the heart, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. I just want to thank you for what you're doing. You and your husband are an incredible pair. And thank you, John, for having this incredible couple on. What a wonderful show today. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tony. Thank you for the call. Well, it's always nice to get some added voice, isn't it, Ruthie?
Yeah, and I add a boy, everybody else out there, and again, extol you, because look what happens when we're operating in joy. I am transacting in joy. I feel joy today, and this is what's got me ramped up, because I'm joyous that I've broken into truth. And I hope you understand, and you're probably all feeling this on the inside too, that you see some rays of light and hope. Because how often is it that we watch the news and you know you're looking at something that's horribly wrong and you can't put your finger on it and you don't know how to transact and you don't know what to do, and it causes you to operate in distress and disturbance? Guess what? You don't need to be there. That if you have a little bit of thing of a something that you can do to just speak an extolation, I extol their heart in love and peace and joy from my heart to their heart. That's all you got to do. I promise you the Father's going to take it from there. He will transact on your faith and he will operate with you and in that, and he will help that person. I promise you this works. This is the whole key to break their system. This is the key to break the frequencies and the programming. Extolling the heart breaks it. And I am watching people break free by just extolling them. That's all we've got to do, is just an extolation to exit the burden. Exit the burden, make the toll go away. Out of the heart, make it go away.
Ruthie, I can see this conversation going on for a number of our sessions here every other Friday, my dear.
Absolutely. Let's just keep transacting on this and operating in it, because truly, by the way, when I say the word operating, we think that it's something that you do, but I want you to think about like a surgeon operating. What do surgeons do? They cut things out and they sew things in. They cut things out and they sew things in. They cut things out and they sew things in. So when you operate in this, what you're doing is cutting out exit, toll, burden, and you're sewing in love, peace, joy. You become a surgeon. You cut out disease, disruption, disturbance, and you sew in love, peace, joy. We cut out disease, disruption, disturbance, and we sew in love, peace, joy. Cut out disease, disruption, disturbance. I call them the 3 D's, and sew in love, peace, joy. That's all we're doing. You're a surgeon. We're extolling. Extol love, peace, joy. You've got it. You've got it. You've got it. You will see the body heal. You will see the mind, heart, brain, body, person. You'll see the entire being heal. And you will watch a severely mind-controlled, programmed operator who's even operating in the shadows. They may be a sleeper cell. And by the way, there's hundreds and thousands of those. Oh, my goodness. You will see them, quite frankly, come out of their own shadows and walk into the light and walk into their own person. They'll come into themselves and you'll literally wake them up. You will wake them up and you'll help them. And I promise you, the Father will talk to your own heart and will encourage you that you're doing the right thing. He loves you and he loves them and he wants his children free. We want his children free. We want his babies free. He wants his babies free. And I'm telling you, they take small children and start this process, and it's god awful what they do to these kids.
Well, I know that CIA did conduct MK Ultra experiments in Metro St. Louis. I've interviewed a couple of people that have personal firsthand knowledge of that. But I have a question: when a person comes out of that situation of being in a sleeper cell, do they have a complete recollection of what they went through and what happened and everything?
They oftentimes don't, John, and I can certainly talk about that. Okay. But I will tell you that the Father, we'll talk about it.
Okay, we got a few minutes after the break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind.
And we are back. Now we're back. Ruth, you've got about 3.5 minutes to summarize your thoughts, my dear.
Absolutely. I just extol you all in love and peace and joy that we can come into a new understanding, that we can transact in this, and that you can become operators like you're operating surgically. And that if you can come at understanding that mind control programming is, yes, it's done in the brain, but the Father has created this beautiful, crazy, amazing pump and well system in the heart, that it literally, it transacts from top to bottom, and that we're doing this crazy, amazing flow and go work in the heart, where you're pumping some crazy love and peace and joy, and it's going to flow through. Here's what happens. You flow love and peace and joy into the heart, but what does the heart do? The heart is a door. Yeshua is the door. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is a door. The heart is a door. The heart operates, though, like a swing door. It swings out, and the door swings in, and it swings out. The door swings in, it swings out. It's a two-way system, and it operates as a hinge. So when you flow love and peace and joy into the top part of the heart, here's what happens. It's a pump and well system. It will pump love and peace and joy throughout the entire body, because blood flows through it circulates through the entire body. Guess what happens? Love and peace and joy will flow through the brain. What happens to their mind control programming then? Bye, bye, gone. Disease, disruption, disturbance, out, 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 and in comes love, peace, and joy. Oh my goodness, the body's going to heal. Watch what happens. And for any of you, by the way, who are struggling with any kind of, quote, I'm going to use air quotes, mental health system issue, or a bodily issue, or a diagnosis, you flow love and peace and joy into the heart. Watch it flow in that pump and well and that in and out door system throughout the entire heart. It's going to pump and circulate everywhere. Watch the disease, disruption, disturbance, decay, exit the body. We're going to exit the toll. And you're going to find yourself transacting and operating in love and peace and joy and experiencing freedom like you've never had in your entire life. It's going to be crazy good for you, crazy good for you, crazy good for you. You're going to love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Well said. Well said. My goodness. Well, this is a matter of life and death for our society and for our republic, isn't it?
It really is, because I'm telling you, here's the thing, John. Here's the frickin' thing. They have sleeper cells that you think, oh, this person has, even if you know they've come out, you think that they've come out of some mind control programming. But what they'll do is that they'll shut somebody down, put them asleep for years or even decades. But then when they're ready, they'll pop them awake. And you would not believe what those people would be transacting. You think that, oh, I know this person. They're solid. I trust them. It's a good person. And you'll see them transacting in something that's horrible, god-awful, terrorizing. Guys, I'm telling you, there are hundreds of thousands, I don't know how many sleeper cell agents that are operating in the United States that are just waiting to be woken up. And if we can just start to transact in extolling in love and peace and joy, we will shut those down in a beautiful way, because what we're doing is waking them up. Shutting down the programming means that we wake them up into truth, and our country will be healthier, and we will not have the level of disruption that we do in our political system at this point in time.
Ruthie, well said. We'll have you back in 2 weeks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.